Very warm welcome to all of you this morning. I hope you all had a wonderful night's sleep. The Lord bless you, and you didn't sit up all night worrying about the questions for this afternoon's study and things like that. We really do hope that that didn't happen. We can assure you that you will not be marked on the answers to your questions at the end. You don't get a badge or little stars or things like that, but we've been very blessed by the Lord. Our text was, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, in Psalms 122 and 1. It is the will of our Heavenly Father that we should worship Him in concert, that many should join together to wait on Him in public worship. We ought to worship our Heavenly Father in our own homes, but that is not enough. We must go into the house of the Lord to pay our homage to Him there. And we are not to forsake the assembling together. We should not only agree to be with one another, but we should excite one another and stir one another up to come and worship the Lord as we have this morning. We have hymn number 58, Come Ye That Love the Lord and Let Your Songs Abound, and it's dawn number 40. Come ye that love the Lord and yet let your songs abound, with heart and voice in sweet accord, now spread His fame around. Let's stand and sing hymn number 58. Be seated. I'll ask Brother Greg to lead us to the throne of grace. Thank you.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to come before you now. This is indeed the house of the Lord for the next few days. We thank you that everything went so well on the first day, and we ask that you might be with us again today, that everything that is said and done might bring honour and glory to thee, and might be helpful to those that are here in the hall. We ask that you be with those that have a service to render, that they may speak as words from thee. The chairman, those that are conducting studies and giving addresses, that you might give them the words, that we might all benefit from them. We thank you for the many blessings we've had over the years, and we ask now that you might be with us over the next few days, that when we leave we might benefit from what we've heard, and we might feel that it was good that we came. Dear Heavenly Father, now we leave everything in thy hands, and we ask it all through that precious name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, who we gratefully accept as our Saviour and our Redeemer. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Greg. In considering this morning, I came across a beautiful poem called Called One, Consider. If God has called you to a station that far surpasses human thought, do you expect to live like others, or under him by whom you were brought? The consecrated heart rejoices to find in him its only rest. Let others revel in their pleasures. In God you'll find a joy more blessed. This life in Christ will surely draw you apart from earthly friends and ties. Can you, with Paul, count earthly aims refuge in view of heaven's fadeless prize? In God's due time you'll share his nature, in golden realms his own abode. Be faithful, loyal, true and steadfast, while on this straight and narrow way. Consider his great love unending. O soul, take not his grace in vain. He loves you dearly and desires you to with his Son in heaven reign. I thought really the wonderful privilege that we have to have been called by our Heavenly Father. It's a great privilege, not one to take lightly. We do have a couple of announcements that I need to cover. First is there is a program change. The afternoon sessions today and tomorrow will start at 3:20 instead of 3:30. All right, that's 3:20 instead of 3:30. We've had people asking about messages. There's two ways in which you can do the messages. Either hand them to Graham or myself and we'll display them on the screen this afternoon and during tomorrow. There will also be an opportunity Saturday night for those that wish to give their messages in person. So that's two choices. You can give them to Graham or myself written out, or you can give them when Graham's leading on Saturday. He'll say only too happy to take them then. I'd like also for us to consider for a moment Solomon. We think of the great honour that he had of building the temple. We think of the great privilege that he was given of ruling over God's people, Israel. But we also know that the temptations of the world, the temptations of office, affected him later on in his reign. And so Solomon could write these words in Proverbs 4 and 23 from his own experience, saying, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." It is not sufficient that we acknowledge sin in its various forms to be evil, but that we also resolve that we will strive against it, because it is under the Lord's ban. In addition to this, we are to root out of our hearts every longing, every desire for everything not thoroughly approved by the Lord. Oh, what a cleansing this would mean in the hearts and the lives, and especially in the thoughts of many who have named the name of Christ. Many who fail to note this point find themselves continually beset by temptations. Solomon was certain that there was no problem making alliances with the different groups around, nations around, marrying the daughters of the kings of the surrounding areas. But as we know, that led him astray. It's an interesting note I saw that we sometimes forget that our heart is like a fountain. It is what gives us our energy and our life. In the Middle East, the wells were critical. If the well failed, you died. So there was always the keeper of the well, and they watched over it with great care, because they needed it not only for themselves but for their flocks. The heart, our heart, is such a fountain. Out of it flows the issues of life. So shall we let these streams be tainted at the fountainhead, or shall we keep on guard as the ancients did of their wells? We've got time for an extra hymn. We've got time. I'll have the final one will be 85, but due to the fact some said they didn't get a chance yesterday, first one hand up's got the hymn. We've done them. Yes, Sister Mary. That's 394. The Sands of Time. 394, sorry? Yep. The sands of time are sinking. The dawn of heaven breaks. The summer morn I'm sighing for. The fair sweet morn awakes. Hymn number 394. And we'll remain seated for this one. And glory. Thank you for that beautiful hymn. We are so privileged to be here, to be with brethren here and with those that are online, and those that will eventually hear of the convention through the discs that are sent out. But it really is such a wonderful privilege to be here, to have the Lord's blessing. And hymn 85 begins with, "Fill thou my life, O Lord my God, in every part with praise." And praising Him is such a critical part of our life. Often we forget to give Him praise for all the small things that He gives us. Sometimes they don't seem to matter, that they're not that important, but everyone is, everything that is given. I read a little note that said, it's strange how we can always come to Him when we're in trouble. There's no problem, we don't forget. And it's interesting on the news to see every time there is a major disaster somewhere in the world, the churches suddenly fill up. It's interesting that a couple of weeks later, they're back to the normal. We forget that it is as critical to give thanks for everything that our Heavenly Father gives us. So let us join together in singing hymn number 85, and we'll stand to sing hymn 85. I believe the Sunday school children are leaving us, so we'll just give them a moment to make their way out.